are those in creeks or?
Oh, no, they called, no, it's not crabs, freshwater, I mean, many of them's now used on trout line, crawfish.
Crawfish, right.
Yeah, crawfish.
That's it, yeah.
Crawfish.
Talking about insects, these things that you see sometimes hopping around in your yard, some of them are green and some of them are black.
Crickets.
Crickets are the bigger ones, those are.
What you looking for, huh?
Did you get a squirrel?
She was looking in here, she went the other way. She's been used to this light.
Oh, that's good.
I never have a light on unless it's not, happy.
Are insects like a grass,
Grasshopper.
Can you use those for bait?
Yeah, they make good brim bait. Grasshoppers, yeah.
What about, what's the best kind of worm to use for bait?
Wigglers. These big old earthworms can hardly be deep, but the wiggler is better because he moves so much. Earthworms don't.
Sometimes people use these little tiny fish for bait, don't they?
The minnows, yeah. You can buy these little minnows, right. Use them for bait. Have to catch white perch with them.
Yes, I see. You know, sometimes when you're cleaning out your house, you'll, this stuff will gather in the corners of your ceiling, and you'll have to get something to...
Yeah, dust. Spider web.
Right.
Yeah.
Are those spider webs like the same thing you find outside, between two bushes or something like that?
No, they're a little different from that. They're a little round, ball-looking spider. You never see them outside, are they? They're always in front of you, or at the outside, you're up, right up in under a place, real dry. Outhouse, you have a lot of them in outhouse, but I don't keep spraying.
Right. When we were talking about trees yesterday, I meant to ask you if y'all had any sycamores or magnolias around here.
We got magnolias. Yeah, beautiful magnolias. And a few sycamores. Very few.
That's it. Have you ever heard of a bush that grows around here called either a sumac or shumac or?
Shumac, yeah. I hadn't saw no shoemaker in quite a while. It may be some down there around the swamp, maybe in the bank or something. Shoemaker.
Do those have those red berries on them?
They have berries, yeah.
Is it good for anything?
No. Just right for birds, probably birds eat.
I see. Have you ever gotten into this vine that'll make your skin break out and itch?
That's cage vine. I can take it wrapped around my neck.
Everybody?
You know. I was tending to the land, you know, the bright lower brown land. And I was pulling some down out of the trees there for the landing.
Yes.
And Miss Bryant saw me and she liked to have a fit. She said, I can't even come by them things, Lee said. If the wind's blowing that towards me, I'll get forced.
Oh.
And I just took them down out of the way and put them all on my shoulder and around my arms. And she just liked to have a fit.
Good.
Never even bothered me at all.
Hmm. Is that anything like poison ivy or poison oak?
Poison oak, yes. Yeah. It's like in the land, yeah. Or shoemaker. Now there's shoemaker poison maker too. That kind of shoemaker are really, really good.
I see. What kind of berries do you have growing around here that you need?
Well, we have parka berry.
What?
Parka berry. Blueberry. And strawberries and blueberries. Several kinds of berries.
Do you have any raspberries?
And raspberries. Some people got them.
That's it, yeah. What about, you know, this thing that has wheels on it? You can put a baby in it and it'll lie down and you can...
Oh, that's what they call a baby bug. Baby bug.
If you had one of those, you might say, well, I think I'm going to put the baby in it and go.
Yeah, go shopping.